Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Gulcher, dictating an endoscopy report on Jaroslava Niemat, date of birth 1/26/1977, date of procedure March 16, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Gulcher. Your referring physician is Dr. Kuriakos Suvi. Procedure performed as esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy, polypectomy, and cold center polypectomy. Indication is history of Barrett's, common personal history of colon polyps, a screening for colorectal cancer, and description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained, period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, just wrong lines, your oral signs of the patient, period, the patient, about to endoscopy, so you place in a lateral position, so you're squaring anesthesia service with monitor and surgical care, a well-lubricated one, so your gastroscope is introduced into the south piston advance and direct pushing to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examination is made of the duodenum wall, the second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, period, retroflex, use obtained in the cardiac period, air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope, period, the patient is in turn around in a lateral position, period, the direct exam is around, period, a well-lubricated lymphocytic colonoscope is introduced in the rectum and advance in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the false period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, ascending colon, the rectum. A retroflex is obtained of the rectum. Period. Boston ball prep scores graded as 7,2-3-2. Common good prep. Period. The patient had the procedure without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy. The proximal mid esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z line was irregular at 39 centimeters from pipe block with one tongue of salmon colored mucosa extending 1.5 centimeters approximately. Common prox C0M 1.5, common biopsies are obtained per the Seattle protocol to evaluate for Barrett's esophagus. Common, there were no nodules seen. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained in the anterior body. First, I didn't rule out H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. Next line, a colonoscopy. Next line, Boston Pop Up score was 7, 2-3-2, graded as a good prep. Next line, there were three diminutive ascending colons, esophagus, from with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a flatter approximately 6 approximately 7 millimeter polyp removed with cold center polypectomy in the ascending colon. Next sign, there was a diminutive descending colon sessile polyp removed with cold forceps, cold biopsy polypectomy. Next sign. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were not bleeding. Next line, it is important to note that the patient's colon was tortuous and looping. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, follow-up. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years, pending path. Next line, recommend repeat endoscopy in 3 to 5 years, given personal history of Barrett's esophagus, comma. Continue PPI daily. Recommend taking 30 minutes before breakfast. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled.